Good afternoon, and welcome to the Embedded Executive Podcast. My name is Rich Ness. I am the Executive Vice President of Open Systems Media. I lead the embedded IoT teams for embedded computing design. My guest this week is Earl Foster. He is the Senior Vice President of C-Level Systems. How are you, Earl?
I'm doing great, Rich. Thank you.
You are welcome. So, we want to talk today about Comm Express. But we want to go one little, I say little, but little to me, probably not little to you, talking about Comm Express for custom systems. So what is the difference between basic Comm Express and Comm Express that you're using in custom systems?
Well, actually, Rich, Comm Express is primarily used for custom systems, although it doesn't have to be. For instance, C-Level has standard products that you can find on our website that are based on the Comm Express architecture. However, it's very suitable, and there's a lot of advantages to using Comm Express for a particular customer application.
So is it the same Comm Express, or are you deviating from the standard?
No, it's the same COM module. And so COM stands for computer-owned module. And basically, it is a the concept is that it's a highly integrated standard module that you would buy off the shelf. It contains the CPU, the memory, graphics, Ethernet, USB, all the high-speed features that are common to almost all computers, modern computers. You marry that to a carrier board, which is designed for the particular application that you have in mind. So the carrier board brings out all of the connectors for the COM standard features, plus adds I/O and any other functionality that's required for a particular customer use.
So what are things that somebody might want to be adding to this?
Oh, for instance, analog to digital are relays. You might add some type of audio that would be specialized. So, and in particular, you're going to match the quantity of this I/O for whatever systems the target application has in mind.
So whose responsibility is it to do this customization work? Does C-Level do that, or is that on the end customer?
Yes, well, what we do is we work closely with the end user to make sure that the requirements are thoroughly understood, and we put those into a statement of work that we agree on, the customer agrees on, and that becomes the blueprint for the design.
When you okay, so I'm envisioning somebody coming in here and asking for the moon, and you saying, "Well, that's not really what we had in mind."
Well, we have designed very specialized features onto Comm Express carrier boards. But typically we're working with circuits that are commonly used, as I mentioned, analog to digital for measuring various types of sensors, relays for controlling some type of on off control in a automation environment. I mentioned audio, which could be used in a kiosk type environment. So most commonly we see things that we've done before, and that's actually another great advantage of this architecture is because it allows a company like C-Level to reuse circuits that we have in our libraries, which makes the design go much quicker. The customer gets a fast time to market. The risk is reduced since we're using proven circuits. And those things are all native to the benefits of Comm Express.
So with all that said, is it really custom then if you're using standard products?
Well, really, the only part of it that's that ends up being standard product off the shelf is the COM module. And so otherwise the The things that can be customized are very many things, like the shape of the product. It can be virtually any dimension that's the same or larger than the COM module that's being used. We can customize the connectors so that it meets the mechanical scheme that the customer requires. So it can fit in the space and it can match up exactly with what the customer has in mind for their system architecture.
Is there some magic number of quantity that somebody would have to come to you looking for where you say, sure, we'll do that?
Yeah, you know, it's relatively low. Actually, we do COM systems for customers that use 100 or more per year.
Really?
And that's really our business model. Is C-Level is a American manufacturer. We build all of our printed circuit boards right here in Liberty, South Carolina. So when we do these custom designs, we also produce them here and test them. 100% testing is done and ship those out to our customer.
We don't often hear about people offering things in the hundreds. Usually it's hundreds of thousands.
Well, you know, with COM Express, the designs are made much simpler, which is, you know, one of the things we wanted to highlight here. If you were doing a custom single board computer, which you were building that computer, you know, ground up with an Intel x86 processor, that design, you know, you're going to be looking at an extensive process and you're going to need, you know, a very advanced and experienced design engineers, where with our being able to reuse the circuits that we have from all of our experience over the years in I/O, we're able to do the COM designs with much less effort.
And who's on the hook to do all the software and the firmware to make that stuff work?
Well, that is typically done by our customers. So C-Level will provide the hardware and all of the environment that is needed for the customer to do the application themselves. So that's going to be the drivers, the support for the operating system. But the customers typically want, that's where their intellectual property lies. So for instance, we sell the COM systems to customers that are in the public safety arena. That's 911 call centers, for instance. Energy and power. So, for instance, controlling wind turbines. Those things are very specialized in terms of the algorithms that are needed. And that's the special sauce that our customers add.
Very good. Very good. Anything else people should know when they're thinking about this custom route? You've made it sound like it's not that hard.
You know, we are, I think if it was your first COM design, there's a lot of learning curve to it. But C-Level's been designing with this architecture for well over 10 years. And so so for us, it is something that we're very skilled at. In addition to, I mentioned fast time to market, some other advantages of COM Express is that you'll get private label branding. It's very easily done. It's vibration resistant because all of the connectors are mounted directly to the carrier printed circuit board. So most of the designs are done without the need for cables. And those are some of the, actually some of the most common points of failure. COM systems are available in wide temperature range, negative 40 to 85 degrees Celsius. So it lends itself very well to rugged applications like the military, for instance, and oil and gas, and long-term availability. So all of these products are using processors from the Intel embedded roadmap, which is going to offer up to 15 years of life. And so C-Level manages the life cycle of the product for our customers, so they're not having to worry about obsolescence and change and trying to keep up with changing of the products like you would see in a commercial PC, for instance.
Very good, Earl. Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to educate the audience.
Okay. Thank you, Rich.
That was Earl Foster. He is a senior vice president with C-Level Systems, and I'm Rich Nass with Open Systems Media.